whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So let's continue. Continue taking your calls. Well, actually, what we're going to continue here in moments is the 10 medical myths, or at least what USA Today claims are medical myths, that are being perpetuated by the existing medical establishment. We only got about halfway through that list last night. Is that correct, Mark?
Just that's correct.
Halfway. All right, so we've got five more of those to get to, but your calls are the primary element. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Dave is in Nevada, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so I saw Sam, or heard Sam, on Freedom Watch today. Did you guys check that out?
I was tuned in. Yes, I was. This is the Fox Internet show. It is it's apparently a very widely watched show. They claim over 100,000 views per episode. And so our friend Sam Dodson, who is a co-host on this program, also a filmmaker, documentary filmmaker at ObscuredTruth.com, finally managed to break his story outside the Keene, New Hampshire area into at least somewhat of a major mainstream media source. I mean, it's not Fox News Television, but for the internet, this is a pretty big show.
And the judge called him a great American or something like that.
Yeah, he called him very courageous. And Judge Andrew Napolitano did say he wanted to continue following Sam's story. And, of course, all our listeners who've been tuned in for the past few weeks know that our friend Sam is and has been in a jail cell now for he's on his seventh full week that he started his seventh week in jail simply because he dared to record video in a public court lobby here in Keene, New Hampshire, and then furthermore refusing to answer a question that they were asking him, so using his right to remain silent. Your thoughts on his appearance, Dave, or whatever you want to talk about? Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought it was great. He got a good block of time. I happened to log on right when he started his phone interview, so I didn't see anything before that. So I don't know how much time other people got, but he got a good amount of time. You know, I was really actually pleased that they played the audio. I think, Ian, that you recorded that, right?
The audio clip that they that I had recorded at the Keene District Court of Sam being arrested, which we played here on Free Talk Live well over a month ago, they did use most of that clip. Also played the clip from that Anarcho Jesse recorded here in Keene of the video footage of him being carried out of the building.
Yeah, I was just really glad that they played those. So people, it's not just some guy telling a story and people are, you know, because on some groups that one of the forums that I'm on, and I talked about this, some of the statists were like, oh, well, this seems, you had to have done something wrong. I mean, that just doesn't happen. And so,
I agree with you. You're right. It is a good thing that we had that stuff to give to Fox News and their producers so they could play that, because it just makes for better television. I mean, when you've got something that you can watch rather than just a static shot of Sam's head, which is what they put up there for most of the call, they can cut to, you know, the B-roll or whatever. They can cut to the footage of the actual him being carried out or whatever. And thank goodness we have so many activists here in the New Hampshire area because of the Free State Project, and we have people stationed all over the place. Whenever there's something going down, there are usually at least a handful of activists with video cameras and usually a couple more with audio recording devices. So because we had so many different activists in so many places during this particular on this day when Sam was arrested, we were able to get all of this footage, which became useful down the line here a month and a half later, finally, when the major mainstream media decides to get around to covering the story. And thanks to the crew over at Freedom Watch for doing this. It's great that they did this. I'm hoping it gets further out. I did just get a call right before the show from the reporter from the Boston Globe. She's preparing, apparently, it's been a few weeks in the making, but the article they're writing on the Free State Project activity, I think specifically here in the Keene area, is going to be coming out probably today or tomorrow, and that should mention Sam in it as well. So I'm not sure how much of the article will be about Sam or not, but either way, there's some more mainstream media coverage coming soon for Sam. So it's been a pretty good week, and all of it's been possible because of the activist community here. If Sam had done this and he hadn't had the Free Staters and the Free Talk Live listeners behind him, then he'd be a forgotten man. He would have done this in, you know, Plano, Texas or whatever. He'd be sitting in a jail cell. He'd be lucky if he could talk to his mother and father and direct family members and loved ones, but he wouldn't have any sort of activist network getting behind him and blogging and promoting the story and going and digging it and calling other talk shows and doing all of the wonderful things, creating websites to follow the whole situation, all of the awesome things that the activist community has been doing to help Sam out. That is what has been propelling this story. That's why Sam has gotten the coverage he's gotten. And it's not, you know, obviously it's less than we would like to see. We would love for him to get the same amount of coverage as the journalist did in Iran that was imprisoned over there. I mean, that would be great if he'd gotten even 25% or 10% of the coverage that she got. But even the little bit of coverage Sam has gotten has only been because of activism, like people like you on the phone here talking about
people
this.
People demanding it. Essentially, from the ad venues.
Well, right. He was actually voted up on the Freedom Watch little show prep votey thing that they have there. And he was at the top of their vote, their show prep thing for a few weeks. And so they had to do it. They saw that and they said, well, okay, you know, we'd listen to our users and we're putting him on the air. And they
probably didn't even know about it otherwise. And
probably
so,
not.
I mean, it's a really great thing they have there. I'm impressed with it.
Yeah, I was really happy that with Napolitano's feedback, you know, basically saying that Sam's in the right here. You know, he says the new gun is the video camera.
Yes, he did.
And I thought that was great. And, you know, I also was really excited to hear him say, you know, keep in touch. We're going to follow this. We're going to keep an eye on what's going on.
Yep.
You know, it's not just a quick, hey, bad things, and then move on.
Yeah, he did seem genuinely concerned and genuinely interested in the case, and I think that's great. As I said before, we're working on getting Mr. Napolitano on this program, and so hopefully we can, you know, get a little relationship going. I've been talking with the Fox News producer behind the scenes, and you know, I pointed him to a couple of other stories that he might find of interest. Obviously, we've got another activist up here that's getting ready to go to jail next week, Andrew Carroll, getting ready to check in, if you will, to Shea Westmoreland, the same place where Sam is staying, to check in for a 9-day stay. So that's news. And then, of course, there's the Disorderly Six, the six people that were arrested just moments after Sam's arrest. They had their trials coming up as well. And Dave Ridley, the original man that was arrested for recording in the same place Sam was recorded, his trial is coming up this summer as well. So there's a lot happening here, and hopefully we'll be able to get some more coverage from the good folks over at Freedom Watch.
Yeah, it was great. So
thanks.
I also wanted to really fast, pseudo-related to statism is, you know, the whole taxes issue.
And oh, what? Tax cut?
Taxes.
Oh, taxes, okay.
Yeah. So I used to live in California. I lived there for 7 years. Kind of got my start. I'm a sound designer for video games. And,
cool.
Oh, it's very cool. And,
Hey, as an aside before you tell your story, I don't know if as a sound designer you are in touch with the people that hire the voice talent, but, you know, Mark and I wouldn't mind making a few extra bucks if those video game folks need any voice work.
That much is true.
Yeah, you usually have to be in, if you're going to be working on the big games, you got to be where, like, all the recording facilities are, which happen to be in L.A. Yeah, like,
we have lots of recording facilities here.
Oh, I know you do, but what they want is...
Do you have to be union, too?
To work on the big stuff, like the stuff I did, like Gears of War and Mass Effect and stuff, they're a union. But because they like to bring the talent in and they have the director, voice director usually right there, but they have done, we have done ISDN stuff before with, for Mass Effect, we had a guy in Canada, the voice talent was actually there, because BioWare wanted to use him for the male player character, and so we, you know, recorded him.
Cool. Well, hey, I don't have an agent or anything who can set that kind of stuff up, and nor is it anything I want to spend any real time trying to track down. But if anything ever comes up, keep us in mind.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a big game for us to
do the voice work. I don't care.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, So
tell your story. Go ahead.
That's a whole other ball of wax. But anyway, so I lived in California for 7 years, and, you know, they just rate people bloody. And I got out just in time right before they raised taxes again. You know, I moved here to Las Vegas, working at a smaller independent developer. There's no state income tax here. And when I filled out, I think it's the I-9 when you start a new gig and you know, put down your dependents and all that. So I filled that out honestly, and it just so happens no federal tax is being taken out. So no federal tax, no state income tax. I make the same salary. I take home $1,000 more a month than I did in California.
Thanks. Where are you living out?
Nevada.
Las Vegas.
Excellent deal. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-685-3314. 800-685-3314. That's 800-685-3314.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the brand new Free Talk Live chat room. So we've brought it back after nearly half a decade of absence. We're trying it again. This time there are two flavors to the Free Talk Live chat rooms. One flavor is the public chat. The other one is the amplifier-only chat room. So,
don't you wish you were in the amp chat room?
Well, if you are an amplifier, you can get into the amp chat room. So go to chat.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to the public chat room and amplifiers. You know how to get there. All right, so 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for you to bring up anything as we continue here. The first one to tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you want liberty in your lifetime, don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 25th through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. As we continue with your calls, Jim is in Rhode Island, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jim.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, before I comment on my recent trip to New Hampshire, I want to say that I watched Freedom Watch today, and Sam was very well-versed. He did a great job. The judge was really receptive, and it was good to see him get a plug-in for Free Talk Live and Free Keen out there to the mainstream audience.
Actually, it was Shelley, the attractive young lady co-host they have on the show, that gave the plug for Free Keen, which I thought was even better.
It was. I figured one of you might have sneaked in a tweet there.
Very good. Would you have something else on your mind?
Yeah, I took a trip up to New Hampshire. I'm a Rhode Island native. Took a trip up to New Hampshire this weekend, and I saw a couple things that I just wanted to comment on, and I wanted to see if you guys were aware. I was heading up towards the Northern White Mountains region, and I was going to do a little fishing, a little kayaking and stuff, just a little weekend trip. And on the way up there, on Route 93 or so, there was a Border Patrol stop. And I was kind of surprised by this, you know, not really being very close to the border. It was kind of around the Woodstock area, you know, no borders around for another 50, 100 miles or so. And
that's about the situation. There's some new rule that says the Border Patrol can operate these internal checkpoints at any point they desire within 100 miles from any border of the United States. So whether it's 100 miles south, 100 miles west, east, wherever the border is, they can operate these checkpoints. So it's totally believable that something like that were to happen here in New Hampshire. In fact, I've heard rumors that one of the activities at the upcoming Pork Fest, and I don't know if it's going to be a scheduled time or people are just going to say, hey, let's go do this, but there are supposedly plans for people to get in their cars and go to said checkpoint, wherever it might happen to be at that time, and do some activism. I don't know, bring some cameras, refuse to cooperate. I'm not sure exactly what they've got planned, but it's disturbing to me as well, and it needs to stop, and I think the only way that's going to stop is if we secede from the United States.
I think it was fairly ridiculous. I must have passed it a few times heading north, and every time I passed it, there seemed to be more and more agents. The last time I passed, there was about, you know, five vans, and they were closing everything down to multiple lanes of traffic, and all they were asking is, are you a U.S. citizen?
Mm-hmm.
Who's really going to admit that they're not a U.S. citizen if they're driving through as it is?
Well, that's because, you know, what they're doing is they're profiling people. You know, if you're a white guy and you speak pretty good English, you know, with an American accent, yeah, there's no problem at all. However, if you've got some kind of accent and, you know, some kind of, you know, melanin in your skin, then, well, I'm going to take a closer look at you.
Right. And one more comment. I visited a microbrewery while I was down there. And I wanted to see if this was an actual state law or not, but they forbid me to purchase a specific amount of beer. I purchased maybe two growler, which is like a large glass container worth, and they forbid me to purchase more than that amount, and they said it was a state law.
There's some bad alcohol laws here in New Hampshire. I mean, just to give you the heads up, the New Hampshire state government, I don't know what things are like in Rhode Island, but here in New Hampshire, the state government is the dealer for all hard liquor in the state.
Well, trust me, you guys have it much better than we do here in Rhode Island. We have one of the most corrupt governments around.
So. Really? How could it be worse?
it's pretty open that they deal with like a mob-like scenario. They're constantly taking bribes. They're constantly in the news for fraud. We've had multiple representatives jailed over it, and it's pretty widely known. So.
Ian, Rhode Island was specifically exempted from the Free State Project, even though it fit the criteria that Jason Sorens had in place
because of its corruption
and because of its socialist intrusive government.
That's amazing.
Well,
yeah.
I think you guys made a good choice, and I'm going to leave on that note and just wanted to say great show, and I really enjoy it.
All right. So when are you coming up here, though, Jim, if you're still there?
I think I'm actually going to attend Pork Fest this year. I'm trying to move my work schedule around so I can make it and come and hang out with you guys this year.
Well, be careful, because once you come to Pork Fest, you probably aren't going to want to leave after that point. So just an FYI, be careful about that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, dude. 800-259-9231. Hey, it's not the free state yet, right? And I don't think he was being critical or anything like that. He was just asking some questions. No. But this is the free state project, which means that there's some work cut out for us here. You don't just get to come here and be free. It's going to be more free.
It's a project.
Yeah, it's more probably more free than the place you currently live, especially if you currently live in New York or California or something like that.
Or Rhode Island.
Yeah, or Rhode Island. But it's certainly not perfect. There are a lot of problems here, but we can get those problems solved when we have enough people working together towards solving them. There become so many more options when you have multiple activists in the same place.
Right.
So many more.
You know, and New Hampshire was rated the one of the top freest states in America. It was the top one, but there were some really close contenders. And what I would say about the contenders are, besides South Dakota, I guess if South Dakota, Alaska, and I looked at the criteria, and I really don't like the way Florida and Nevada were rated in there. So I've got some things to say about those particular things. But when you look at Florida, Nevada, you'll look at states that are far more populous than New Hampshire. So even if they're just as free now, you have a much better chance of having some effect on the government in New Hampshire than you ever would in Florida or Nevada.
Absolutely.
If you're looking at Alaska and South Dakota, you're looking at states that are significantly larger, and therefore it's more difficult for activists to, do something to help each other in different areas of the state.
Yeah, if I need to drive to Concord, it's 45 minutes from here. I mean,
right.
It's an hour in bad traffic.
And I don't think there's anything going on in Berlin, but Berlin's, 4 hours away?
That'd be the worst of the worst.
That would be the worst. To the worst, and I've never heard of any activism going on in Berlin. And
Berlin is dying.
Yeah, good luck up there and everything, folks. but if you're looking at Alaska, and I don't happen to know the
Montana. I mean, it's huge out there.
Yeah,
getting from point A to point B, you're talking about. I mean, it's already an all-day affair when you do governmental things. Like if you're going to a courtroom, sometimes it's over quickly, but you have to schedule several hours just because they could make you wait.
I can hope to be home by the late afternoon, at the very least. You can't hope that in so much larger state.
You just stay overnight if you
have to. You just have to live in the capital.
Billings or something like that. 1-800-259-9231. You know, since that caller brought up the police state and the checkpoints, I'm going to hold off on the medical thing. We'll get to that. But I've got a personal story about somebody who was harassed at a police checkpoint and his approach, which differs a little from our friend Terry over at Checkpoint USA. I think some of you will appreciate this. It's Free Talk Live.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway, life change tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight. Still to come, the medical myths, or what are allegedly medical myths. But first, from freedomsphoenix.com, which I think we're going to have something cool to announce about Freedom Phoenix.
Pretty much we're ready to announce what we, you know, an agreement has been made with Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a media sponsor.
We've talked about them before, though. Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about them within the last couple of weeks about how they've got a great activist group out there. And Freedom's Phoenix, of course, is one of the most popular Liberty news websites out there.
It really is. And we get most of our show prep from Freedom's Phoenix. And
I don't know if I do, but it's one of my sources.
I look every day at Freedom's Phoenix, and I get a great deal of sources. Use it as a source for a great deal of show prep. And I'm impressed with what's going on out there. And I don't have a lot nice to say about what's going on and as far as freedom in the rest of the United States. But as we pointed out, things are going on in Phoenix, and
I'd say there's some trendsetters out there.
Yeah, Ernie Hancock is one of them, and so we're hooking up with Freedom's Phoenix, and gonna be doing a media sponsorship thing, sort of back and forth.
Yeah. So here's a story. I mean, just by coincidence, again, one of the many great stories they have up at freedomsphoenix.com. This story is about the police state, and it's a letter written into the site. And it starts with a photograph of a billboard that you might see if you were driving in the San Diego, Phoenix area. It says, "Do you have approved travel documents to get home?"
Holy crap.
And he'll mention the billboard in his story. Roy Wheeler writes,
"Do you have your papers?"
Yeah, exactly. Except perhaps without the accent. "My brother-in-law and I were returning home to San Diego from Phoenix after visiting a friend there, a trip I've made a number of times. And in that, I've become accustomed to being stopped at the random checkpoints that the Border Patrol has set up, in addition to the fact that I travel through the Pine Valley checkpoint on a regular basis. At these checkpoints, I have a few different responses for the questions I get asked, and most of those responses do not get good responses back from the agents asking the questions. This trip, I decided that trying to get these agents to understand the wrongs they are committing was futile, and so I was not going to give any of my normal responses. But I also couldn't give in to their claim for authority, which they do not have. So I decided to treat the situation as if a person on the street was talking to me at random, and I would give the responses that I would give in a conversation like that. Because in the end, that's what these agents are as far as I'm concerned. A stranger on the street. And I have to agree with that particular viewpoint. That's how I see most of the government people, especially the ones I don't know personally, and that's most of them. That's 99.9%.
They sure don't like it when you treat them like an ordinary individual. They want to be treated with the deference of the office that they were, hold.
Which is so silly, isn't it? I mean, because if you even look at their whole, what they claim to be servants. And
yes.
So if they are servants, then there's a certain
right.
way.
Smack them in the mouth and send them on, just like people have always treated servants, right?
Going to Phoenix, he says, was smooth and uneventful, as was going through the California-Arizona border. However, a few miles after the border was a random checkpoint. I pulled and stopped for the stop sign. I don't stop for the agents. I stop because the rules of the road dictate that I obey traffic signs. When I stop, an agent approaches the truck. With a man this close to the vehicle, I can't proceed without endangering him. I personally think they should not be standing in the middle of Interstate 8 or any road for that matter. He asks me what my citizenship is. Now, when Terry from CheckpointUSA.org is asked this question, as we've played his video clips on the air before, he's brilliant. I love Terry. He's incredibly courageous. He will. He's got a video camera with him every time he crosses through these, and he records them. And he basically, they say, what's your citizenship, or are you a U.S. citizen? And he says, am I free to go? Am I being detained? He will not answer their question. Now, that may be something that's a little too extreme for some of our listeners, because I've suggested before dipping your toe in the water, trying a little non-cooperation, trying to not just completely obey these government people.
You might ask it the first time, am I under arrest? Am I being detained? Am I allowed to go?
You might ask it the first time?
Well, you know, you may not just keep on saying, am I being detained? Am I being detained? Am I being detained? You might ask it one time.
Yeah, I don't know. And maybe some people would be even uncomfortable with asking that one question in return. So this guy has, I think, a different approach that a lot of people might appreciate a little bit better. It's a little more deferent to the police, a little less confrontational, in that he actually answers the question. So the bureaucrat asks what my citizenship is, to which I reply, California. I think that's a pretty good idea. It's kind of a midpoint, right? It's a midpoint between being non-cooperative and batting back questions and actually answering yes. He says, you see, we're citizens of the state we reside in, not the fiction the United States. Our state is a member of that union. We are not citizens of the United States. Now, of course, as we explained last night, citizen doesn't exist and doesn't exist at a state level either. But either way, I think it's a better answer than just yes, than an obedient yes. The agent paused for a second as he scrutinized my truck, attempting to get a look inside the cab and the bed. He then asked a second question. Where are you coming from?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, are you kidding, Mark? That's because the regular cops ask that question.
It's none of your business. I thought you were here to check and see whether I was an illegal alien. What's the, where am I coming from?
They'll ask as many questions as you allow them to ask.
Incredible.
I looked back up the road, back at him, back down the road again, up at him, and replied, Arizona. I said it with a tone to insinuate, where else could I be coming from? He really didn't care for that answer, so he asked another question. Where are you going? I looked up the road in front of me, up at him, back down at the road, back up at him, and said,
forward.
California. Again, with the same indignant tone to let him know I didn't care much for his questions. At this point, the agent really didn't like my responses, and he wanted to exert his authority to make me answer the questions the way he wanted them answered. He turns from his truck bed inspection and leads toward the window and asks, what were you doing in Phoenix? Now, up until this point, I was being tolerant, as would any person on the street. But when asked what I was doing, that was too far, and I could not go along with it any longer.
Private business?
I told him that he had no right or authority to ask me what I was doing, or where I am going, or what I am going to do when I get there. He responded by telling me that he did, in fact, have the authority, and that I had to tell him. I told him that he didn't, and that within the United States I have the right to free passage and I do not have to report to him what I am doing. He then tells me to pull into secondary. I asked him, secondary what? He replies, secondary inspection. I ask him if I'm being detained. He doesn't respond to my question. He just tells me once more to pull into secondary. I ask him if he has a supervisor, and he says yes. I then reply with, I'm going to pull over there, pointing to the secondary area. You go get your supervisor, and let's play. I pull into the secondary area, leaving my engine running, and wait. The agent quickly got his supervisor's attention to come over, and the agent approached the passenger side of the vehicle. When he was by the extra cab window of my Ranger, he asks me, do you have your immigration documentation? I'm dumbfounded for a split second. I find it impossible that he asked me that question. In that split second, his supervisor, that was only a half step behind him, asks, do you have your travel documents? At this time, I'm completely blown away. I was never really expecting to hear that in my lifetime. Basically, where are your papers?
Yeah, that's all they said. Where are your papers?
I said to them in a loud enough to be heard voice that I don't have to have documents to travel down the interstate, that I have the freedom of passage granted to me by God and protected by the Constitution, and that I don't have to answer any of their questions. And what the supervising agent said next made me want to rip something apart. And I quote Agent R. Fink, quote, this is the United States, and you do have to show us documents, and you do have to answer all of our questions, and you, and no, you don't have the right to go from place to place anytime you want. We were bombed. So that's what takes away all your rights.
That's it.
Somebody set off a bomb, no more freedom.
That's it. Sorry.
I was floored, says the says Roy, at this declaration, given in a loud, authoritative voice. Not only had I been asked, where are my papers, I've now been informed I didn't have any rights, and that I was subject to this man's arbitrary authority. There's more to the story. We'll share it with you here in moments. Have you encountered one of these checkpoints? How did you handle the situation? Remember, as our caller earlier said, these aren't just on the southern border. They're north of the southern border and south of the northern border. More on the way at Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats? Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. tobenatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit tobenatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. tobenatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Features are free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy in life, they probably sell it in dozens of categories, even used items. You can get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, read user reviews of what it is you're considering buying. Really, it's a great internet shopping experience. If you've never done it before, go try it. amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so we are sharing with you a story of one man's experience at one of the many internal checkpoints that is not on the border, but north of and south of the border. And theoretically, they could appear east and west of the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans. I don't know if I've heard of any of them in that particular range, but legally they can have them there, from my understanding. And so he was asked where he was coming from, where he's going, what's your citizenship, to which he actually responded California instead of U.S., which I think was kind of a cute answer. And where are you coming from? Where are you going? Where are your papers? Show us your travel documents. Where do you have your immigration documentation? And he's telling us how shocked he was that he even heard that in his lifetime. He never expected to hear, where are your papers, here in the United States, in his lifetime.
What I was shocked by, and I understand, I was even shocked more so. I was shocked by that statement, and even shocked more so by what I heard you say the supervisor said after that.
You have to show us documents. This is the United States. You have to show us documents, and you have to answer all of our questions, and no, you don't have the right to go from place to place anytime you want. We were bombed.
I'm just amazed by. And I'm sure
I wasn't bombed, by the way.
People in California and near the borders, they're probably used to this. They handle it on a
daily. Used to the checkpoints, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. They think to themselves, they go through it. Oh, I'm an American. I don't have to worry about this.
Everybody driving through there.
They answer the couple of questions that these guys have, and they don't ask any questions. They just go on about their merry way as freedoms are being stripped away. But when I hear this, I'm enraged and I can't believe that people put up with it on a daily basis, that these people who are just there checking citizenship as though they have a right to do that have a right to detain me to check my citizenship.
It's
in America.
It's outrageous, and it's been happening just step by step, bit by bit, with small increments in the increase in tyranny in this country. And Americans have just put up with each little baby step.
Yeah, this is that frog in the boiling pot of water. You know, the degrees go up now and then, and he never notices that he's boiling.
The step before this was the TSA and their security level that they increased.
By the way, they're increasing their whole thingamajig too.
Okay, if you've got some details on that, we'll get to that. But let me finish up this story here, and we'll get back to your phone calls. He says, so he was told by the supervisor that you don't have the right to go from place to place anytime you want. After all, we were bombed. Well, I replied back in just as loud and an authoritative voice, I have those rights, sir, and I'm not going to submit to your claim of authority. And I tell you, we need more people like the guy that wrote this article. People like him are what are going to protect what liberty we have left and help us bring it back. But I think we need to get together. Anyway, he says, by this time, the agent R. Fink was up to the window and looking into the truck. The rest of the conversation was him trying to explain why he had to ask those questions to catch smugglers and other lawbreakers. And me telling him that I don't care why he thinks he has to be able to ask those questions. He doesn't have the right. And I don't have the obligation to tell him anything, especially after I inform him that I was a California citizen. In the end, he says, you're not going to give an inch on this, are you? And I told him, absolutely not. You're doing what you think is your job, and I'm doing what is my job as a citizen. He nodded his head and tells us to go on. I was completely reeling after all that had gone on as I drove toward and through El Centro. As I approached the grade up the mountains, my brother-in-law saw something for a brief second and asked if I saw it too. I didn't, but what he thought he saw and what he told me he thought it was warranted me turning around. It was a 30-minute round trip to go back to the exit before he saw the sign, and after seeing it for myself, I got off the freeway onto a frontage road and I parked below the billboard sign. It read, do you have the approved documents to get home? On the sides of those words were the letters WHTI and the Department of Homeland Security symbol. I've included the sign in this letter, which you can see over at freedomsphoenix.com. I've never wanted to be the generation that has to witness this metamorphosis when a nation goes from a little bit pushy to full-blown despotism. But after reading that sign, I now knew that those agents had been trained to be ready to be able to ask those questions and demand answers, and that my rebellion to do so angered them, because they looked forward to having more authority and more power in their minds. I looked up the WHTI and getyouhome.gov, and the acts and legislation they drew their enforceability from. I asked local police officers, and they knew of the new enhanced driver's licenses with the RFID chip in them, and they liked them. And then I knew how all the governments of mankind became despotic over time. I understood how the agents and the police and the so-called servants of the government made it all possible. It happens as most things do, slowly and without a firm line in the sand to gauge how freedom is encroached upon. Without something to be able to see how far we've come, you can't even tell you're moving in that direction. And the people responsible for doing it don't even understand what they are doing. All they know is they want more ability to do what it is that they want to do. And right now,
they want to do their jobs effectively, right? I mean, that makes perfectly good sense.
But they don't think about what the ramifications of their job is.
That's not what their job is. Your job as a stormtrooper is to bust through the door and point a gun at people and have them comply with your wishes. And whatever step you are down the ladder from stormtrooper, as a TSA agent, you want to be able to catch the people with the bombs. Who cares about the 99.99999% of people out there that aren't terrorists, whose rights you have to stomp on and compromise in order to find the terrorists? It's your job to find the terrorists.
And every time we find the supposed terrorists, it turns out later on they're just a bunch of patsies and dummies that were essentially duped.
Not every time. There's certainly bad people out there. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. I wouldn't diminish that. However, I don't think that the TSA, by any stretch of the imagination, is the right organization to be finding them. I mean, they miss at the conservatively 50% of knives, guns, and bombs that their own red team tests themselves on. They miss their own stuff. They're not finding anyone.
I'd much rather leave my security to the marketplace. I'd much rather have my freedom than to have this tyranny. I don't feel any safer. In fact, I feel far more in danger because of what these government people are doing. They are putting us in danger by going around the world, bombing people, killing people around the world, creating terrorists. They're putting us in danger in that way. And our civil liberty, our liberties are in danger by all of this tyranny that they're creating as a response to the so-called terrorism that they created in the first place because of the terrorism they are enacting upon innocent people around the world and in this country. They're the real terrorists, in my opinion, Washington, D.C. So just a few more words from the article writer here. He says, so these bureaucrats just honestly want to be able to dig into everyone's lives to stop some bad thing from happening.
Sure.
And who could blame them for pursuing such a noble thing? But it's how an unintentional person gets wrapped up in the tornado that is tyranny. A person
right.
who doesn't intend to purposefully understand and uphold freedom and liberty can unintentionally destroy them both and much else, too.
You know, I think that a good example of how the mission creep of government and how the officials, the politicians, whomever, you know, find themselves more and more motivated to save us is child seats. I'm looking at the thing that I strap Jack into every single day mm-hmm. in order for him to travel on in a vehicle. And, you know, Jack doesn't have to be particularly mobile, and I think that the child seat's a good thing. But it's imagine if and then it, now it's moved up to people under a certain weight and height restriction. So essentially, if you're 7 or 8 or 9 years old, you have to be in a special seat. I mean, it's getting to be to the point that pretty soon they're just going to say everybody needs a special seat. Like, we all have to have 5-point restraints. Mm. You know, cars are going to have 5-point restraints instead
roll
of the 3-point restraint. And it's just, it's getting that way more and more so. Because when I was a kid, I climbed all over my mom's Buick Century from the back to the front.
Oh, yeah, I remember doing
just
that.
Just all kinds of stuff. Somehow we managed to live. This wasn't that long ago. I don't think my childhood was that long ago. I was born in 1971. Right. So I think the Buick was a late 70, maybe early 80s Buick. I have no idea. But, you know, somehow or another, we moved from a little bit to a little bit. And my mom did have a carrier, a baby carrier for me when I was, you know, a baby. But then, you know, things move on. And I mean, where does reasonable get to super safe? We don't know because politicians are telling us.
Right, because you aren't allowed to decide for yourself. Your mom might have been taking some risks by allowing you to do that, but those are her risks to take.
And she probably didn't even know better. But education certainly is better than tyranny.
Putting mom in jail because she didn't use the government-approved safety device is not a way to solve a perceived problem. Persuasion is. Hour 2 is coming up. We'll go to your calls next.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.